Now, if you were sitting in last night watching First Dates Ireland, you would have caught Phil, the second time round, his second time to the restaurant, his second date, and he joins us on the line now to tell us about it. Phil, how's it going?
Good morning, how are you doing?
Not too bad,
Phil. How are you today?
Good. Not too bad, yeah, not too bad.
So as we know, the show isn't live, so you know, or you knew what was going to go down on last night's episode, did you?
Yeah, kind of. I had a kind of a rough idea, but again, they kind of, RT can edit to show whatever they want to show. Like, you're only seeing snippets of what actually happened, you know, that kind of way.
So there must be a little bit of a kind of a last minute panic going, oh my God, how am I going to come across here?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, when you put yourself forward for any sort of TV show, any sort of reality show, like...
Yeah, so you particularly knew what to expect from your past experiences. Yeah. Well, we have exactly, a little listen to your first time on the show.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Questioning my maturity level.
Your maturity level? Yeah. It's about 18, 21.
I'm guaranteeing a second date. 100%. I can tell by it. If I'm wrong, but then maybe my whole outlook on women is wrong.
Do you guys want to see each other again?
Yeah, I'd like to go on a second date if you would. It's up to you.
To be honest, like, no, I don't think we clicked. I felt a bit uncomfortable.
I've learned a lot about myself this evening.
I'm good. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad.
I should stop being a dickhead.
Yeah, just don't even talk.
I just say no.
How does that make you feel, Phil?
Looking back on that, it's like a year later, you have to mature a lot, you know, that kind of way. And looking back, even watching the show, which was 6 months before actually it even aired, like, and then looking back 6 months on that, which is actually a year and a half ago now.
You didn't have the easiest time after that. I remember things kind of got a bit heated. Was that tough?
Yeah, look, online, you're always going to have people online. It's very easy to judge when you're sitting at home in the comfort of your own living room to type whatever you want on a phone without actually knowing me personally. And they're only judging again off snippets of what they see on the TV, you know, that kind of way.
Okay, so last night you went back to quote unquote redeem yourself on the show and you had your date with Rachel. And how do you think that went?
Yeah, look, it went according to plan. Like, I literally only went back to kind of redeem myself and go into the restaurant sober rather than what I did the year beforehand when walked in with too much drink in me, you know, the kind of way. Whereas this time I was actually sober, I could be myself, I could actually come across a lot better and relax more, you know, that way.
When you know it's a date that's going to be on TV, is it actually possible to be yourself fully, or is there an element of a performance that comes into it at any point?
I suppose when you walk into the restaurant, you wouldn't even think the TV set because the cameras are hidden so well, and you know it is a relaxing vibe and everyone's real friendly, and it doesn't actually feel like it's actually you're on a TV show, you know, that kind of way.
But so you can fully. You can fully relax into it.
Yeah, of course, you relax into it, and they kind of help you relax into it so you can actually be yourself, and that's what they want. They want you to actually kind of, you know, forget you're actually on a TV show and just be yourself, which is when people let their guard down, say one or two things which can cause a lot of controversy, like what happened to me last year.
On Twitter last night, a lot of people were kind of saying, God, Phil has really changed his game, and, you know, he's been very mannerly and he's very, very much keeping it together. And then a couple of things happened. In case you missed it, we're going to play two little clips of what happened.
The first is a clip where you're talking about gingers.
I like blondes and I like dark hair.
How about redheads, no?
Nothing wrong with redheads.
It's
not their fault, they're ginger.
You're slowly slipping.
Don't like gingers, are small people.
We have a second clip there, Jack.
Yeah, this is your one. This is a clip about you talking about. Well, we'll let the clip talk for itself.
Right. So you wouldn't be into a fat bloke.
I didn't use that phrase, but no. You're going to make me look bad now.
So she doesn't do fatties.
Stop dragging me down with you.
If I'm going down, you're coming down with me.
Do you feel embarrassed listening to that, Phil, or do you kind of go, for God's sake, people are too PC these days?
It's only a bit of banter. It's the Irish people. Every Irish person has a bit of banter. You know what I mean? If anyone doesn't, they're lying. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like if last night had been your first time on the show, you might have got away with those kind of things better? You know, amongst people on Twitter, but because they knew what you were like from the first time round, they kind of went, "Oh, there he goes again.
Yeah,
there's Phil again."
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. A lot of people were waiting for the old me to come back out, and maybe there was a couple of old snippets of me reoccurring.
Is it the old you, or is it the real you, Phil? he's laughing. He knows well. And come here. And you also, a couple of times, you forgot that Rachel had said she was from Wexford. You said something about Carlo.
Yeah, for me, Wexford, Carlow, it's all the same.
Oh God, here he goes again.
That's the most Dublin thing anyone's ever said.
My God, you need to get outside the pale every now and then, Phil.
Out a big smoke every once in a while.
I remember you said the first time around that your mom just wasn't impressed with you. How did she feel about last night?
Yeah, look, last night, okay, I admit, like, I was a disgrace last year, and some of the things I said to Amy was too far, but with Rachel, I think, was more banter. It was me being me and just having a bit of crack. And look, I probably said one or two things again where I probably shouldn't have, with regards to the redhead statement and stuff like that. But again, that's only a bit of banter. It could have been a lot worse said than that.
Well, you get stick from your redhead friends.
I've got a few redhead friends, and I've got a redheaded brother as well.
Oh God, your own brother! Your own flesh and blood. Yeah. Let's have a listen to how the end of the date went.
Okay.
It's okay, they can bring me back next year. Yeah. Normal fella.
It's real horrible. She's not going to find a better man than a new Ross, let's be honest. What's she going to do, find the better bloke in the pub? Get a grip, man.
So that's Wexford, Carlow, New Ross. Any other counties you want to throw in the mix there, Phil?
We'll throw Waterford in as well.
Oh my God. Okay, well, look it. There is a bit of joy at the end of all of this. You mightn't have swooned Rachel, but what news have you got for us?
Well, the news I have is that I'm expecting to be a father anytime now. Me and my girlfriend are expecting a baby boy.
Fantastic.
Wow, congratulations.
That's great news, Phil. And what's her name?
Her name is Laura.
And she's due any day now, is that right?
She's due any day, sitting there in the bed having a bit of toast, just waiting to pop.
This is where the excitement starts, man. Get ready for the sleepless nights.
And you were with her before you ever went on first dates, is that right?
Before I ever went on first dates?
Yes.
No, I was kind of on, we were on and off kind of, but I got back with her shortly after filming the date with Rachel. She's taken seriously again.
And what county is she from?
I think she's from Wexford.
You think?
No, she's from Kildare. She's from Kildare.
Okay, so Kildare are all
Kildare's
right.
Okay.
That's
great.
That's good to know. Yeah. Phil, look at the very best of luck with becoming a dad. And
thanks
a million
Congrats.
For chatting to us.
Appreciate it. Thank you very
Cheers,
much.
Cheers, Phil. Bye-bye. Bye.